It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And with me today, Sarah Kroll is a user experience researcher for Learning Sciences International. And they have a very interesting approach to teaching. And they are spreading that approach or offering that approach to teachers across the nation. Sarah, great to have you here.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you showing up today. There's a book, or a survival guide would be more accurate. Student Teaming, You Got This, A Teacher's Survival Guide. Let's talk about teaming. What do you mean by teaming in the classroom?
So a lot of times people get group work confused with teaming. Traditionally in classrooms, we see a lot of teachers have their desks pushed together for the kids to work in a group. And that's kind of cooperative group work or learning. Teaming is different because the kids are all taking ownership. They have a role. They have to take part of the team's ownership. So if I'm in a team with you and I'm the facilitator and you're the resource manager, then we each have to kind of pull our own weight. We're not just taking an assignment and dividing it up and conquering the work as fast as we can. We're actually pushing each other's thinking, dealing with some conflict resolution, disagreeing. And so that's sort of how we define teaming in the classroom.
So each team member has an actual specific role or a defined role?
We typically try to start with one role, the team facilitator. Some people call it team captain. They're sort of like the mini teacher of the group. We introduce more roles as they get used to it. Some teachers prefer to have every student have a role so they really feel like they have a job. But it's, you know, it's kind of up to the teacher how they want to implement it.
Okay. At what grade level do we start doing this?
Surprisingly, kindergarten.
Really?
Yeah. And it's really actually cool to see kindergarten students, five-year-olds, pushing each other's thinking and showing each other how to count something or how to do something and being mini teachers. It's awesome to see.
In a question that I would categorize as chicken or the egg, you mentioned kindergartners, so let's take that as the given, right? And you mentioned one student showing another student how to count something. Where did they learn to count to begin with so that they could pass that knowledge along, right? I mean, at what point does the teacher disseminate and deliver information, and then at what point do you turn the kids loose and let them discover what they have picked up in their head?
That's a really good question. So, you know, we're not expecting the students to do the heavy lift. We still want the teacher teaching the students new content, but we want them to release a little bit faster. So if, for example, in this kindergarten classroom, they did a little carpet activity and they were counting, and then she sent them back to their desks. And we hope to see a productive struggle. We want kids to really think it out and try, because when the teacher goes in and shows them and saves them, so to speak, the learning stops because they got the answer and they're done. So we really encourage the productive struggle and the teacher releasing that ownership to the teams and being there kind of in the background to push in, clear in misconceptions, but really letting the kids own the learning.
You mentioned productive struggle, and I'm going to have you define that for us. What is productive struggle?
So I think it's easiest to define it through an image. So if a kid is sitting at a desk and he's grappling with an idea with his team, and, you know, let's say the four of them are really just kind of, do you think it's this answer? Show me in the text where you got that answer. I'm not quite sure if you're getting there. And it's this back and forth, which they have to use resources, whether it be the anchor charts in the classroom, if they had manipulatives for math. So they're using each other and they're using resources to kind of figure out what's going on, or if it's math, the problem. Unproductive would be so frustrated that they can't move on. They're, you know, getting very upset, possibly crying.
Sure.
So just getting really worked up to the point that the learning can't go on because they're hitting such roadblocks that it's not productive. Yeah. And the teacher's not, you know.
And that's when somebody should then step
exactly.
in, help guide
yeah.
you. Not unlike some of the parenting where, little Johnny's taking some steps and falls down. Don't jump up and pick him up. Let him get up.
Exactly.
You know, now if he falls down and into a hole, well, go help him.
You know, it's really difficult because the reason we became teachers is we like to help kids. We don't like to see kids struggle. We want to save them. So it's really a change. Like the teaming in the classroom is for the kids, but also for the teacher to learn how to step back and not always save the day and really like change habits.
That's very interesting. Sarah Kroll is a user experience researcher for Learning Sciences International. If you want more information about what we've been discussing today, you can go to learningsciences.com. Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time to stop by today. It was a real pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Expecting 93 degrees today under mostly sunny skies, breezy, and winds coming out of the south, gusting to 31 miles per hour. Morning Edition continues right now.